Good morning. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Let's continue Smart Irrigation Month with more irrigation tips to help you keep your irrigation system smart all year long. Now that we've gone a while without regular rain, you may have noticed some areas of your landscape that are drier than others. Last year, I noticed some areas of my lawn that seemed to remain dry and stressed even after irrigation. What could the problem be? I decided to investigate with a modified catch can test. A catch can test is conducted to determine something called distribution uniformity. In a formal catch can test, cans of a conical shape will be placed at equal intervals within an irrigation zone. But what if you don't have those cones? Not to worry. Try to place flat-bottom containers such as coffee mugs or tuna cans around an irrigation zone. Remember, an irrigation zone is numbered individually on your irrigation controller and waters a specific portion of your landscape, such as the front yard turf or back garden beds. Place your containers around the zone, run the zone for a certain amount of time, and then measure the amount of water collected in each container. Divide the total amount of water collected by the number of containers, and this is your average application rate. It's also important to note which containers collected less water than others. This will tell you if some sprinkler heads are not covering the area intended. In other words, it will tell you if you have good distribution uniformity or not. If you don't have good distribution uniformity, you can increase run times or watering days, but that dry area will never recover until you ensure that it's getting adequate water. That's the value of the catch can test. It can be done with precise devices for precise results to be peer-reviewed later, or it can be done to ensure you have a water-efficient yard to be proud of. Tune in next week to learn more about water and how you can level up and be a water geek. For more information, click over to cstx.gov or smartirrigationmonth.org.